Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, and welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, nationally, internationally, and imagine reaching listeners in any country in the world. And today's topic is health boosters. On Tuesday, we did Bon Appetit. We talked about Thomas Jefferson's cookbook. Oh, he was such an epicurean and a connoisseur of fine dining. And then yesterday, we talked about the American diet. And yes, eggs are good for you. Yes, coffee is good for you. Yes, chocolate is good for you. Yes, potatoes are good for you. And today, health boosters. And we're going to go beyond the realm of food. You don't need gobs of time to improve your health. Just a minute will do. But we'll talk about that later. We have so much more to cover. Live with Kathy. The shows are archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. C-A-T-H-I-W-A-T-S-O-N. And you could click on any date and you could hear the show. And if you want to listen to any of the shows, just log on, blogtalkradio.com. Discover what the world has to say, thousands of shows and millions of listeners. And perhaps I piqued your interest. You may want to be a guest on my show. You may want to be part of the consortium Live with Kathy. And what about your show? Wouldn't that be great? And do you know, on this coming Saturday, the 26th, I will be celebrating my fourth year on Blog Talk Radio. Now, the guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. You could email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. And you could email, my website, kathywatsonspeaks.com or simplyageless.net. And soon to come, the Simply Ageless and Timeless Gospel according to Kathy. Soon to come, the Forbidden Red Hill. You see, I'm just not talking about it. These are health boosters for me. When I start talking about writing and I write down my intention, I already wrote that down. The Gospel and the Forbidden Red Hill, it's going to be done. You may as well consider it a given. Now, I've had a couple of little setbacks this week, and today I have some additional writing to do and emailing, but I don't spend a lot of my energy talking about things. I simply say, if you ask me to do something and I've said yes, consider it done. That is my 60-second health booster. It gets my brain going, and all of a sudden, I get all of these epiphanies. Now, as long as you're on the web, click on all of the buttons, and be sure and click on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Roger Plummer and I rock the world when we're on stage, and our bags are packed. It's a marvelous, marvelous new genre for fundraising. No one in the world has thought of pairing the Bard and James Brown and Soul Songs and Shakespeare. Okay, now click on books. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment to purchase. Methods and techniques are easy to learn, all natural, and once you've learned them, they're yours for life. Now, if you want to reinvent the wheel, go ahead. Be my guest. But I spent 6 decades in development and research, and I keep learning more and more and more. For example, the 60-second health boosters. Now, the minute you say health, you're thinking of your diet and exercise. No, that's not the case. And I just gave you my health boosters when I said that there are 2 books ready to be written. And you know, you just can't sit down and write a book. It has to come to you. Just as with Tom Patrick, who wrote the author of The Second Coming. And you could log on, Thomas A. Puttrick, P-U-T-T-R-I-C-H. And he's been writing and developing stories since he was a teenager, and his passion for historical events never left him. But let me tell you how he gets his ideas through dreaming, lucid dreams. And then he gets up and he writes. It's already there on his mental screen. All he has to do now is transfer it to the paper, the written word. Oh, and you will love Marcel. And you will just be mesmerized by the 4 that make the journey. Father Jonathan Deshaies' quest begins when his discovery of a rare Trinity symbol on the steps of a Mayan temple matches the blood pattern on a torn piece of Christ's burial shroud. He meets 3 others who felt their own destinies are tied to his discovery. The 4 men trek through Europe searching for answers and find that the unique Trinity symbol is now more prevalent than ever. And yes, there is a second coming of Christ. You could get it through Tate Publishing, T-A-T-E Publishing, Amazon.com, Barnes and Noble. And I promise you, you won't be able to put the book down. I see this as a series. So let's hold the good thought. Was the Mayan calendar wrong? What happened to the prophecies of Nostradamus and the future events foretold by many seers from the Hopi Indians to the Chinese? I couldn't put the book down. And at the end, dear Jonathan, Yeah, he said, I thought about it. And this was the end of book 1. There will be more. There will be more. There'll be a sequel. But you have to get this one now. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Now, when you contact me, whether you call in, email me, write to me, call me on my landline, 847-882-8717, you automatically are gifted with the ebook. It's yours. Free. No bait and switch. You don't want me to keep your email, that's fine. I have no problem. But if it changes just one person's life, you see, we're all here for a reason. We're all here for a purpose. You see, that's my health booster. So health boosters come in many designs, in many genres, categories. I love that word, genre. Do you have your pen and pad handy? Did you look in the mirror to tell yourself how brilliantly talented you are? Have you done that yet? Okay, you're on Books website, Kathy Watson Speaks. Scroll down and see choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson. All the stories are true. This is not fiction. This is not fiction. Now, you could get the book by calling me at 847-882-8717 at a discount, depending on how many you buy. And then you log on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Author House. The book is available in soft, hard, ebook, Kindle, and Nook. It is not a coffee table book. Steve Jobs said, your life is time. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Reign supreme in 2014. That could be a marvelous health booster. Just love it. Now, I'm going to tell you my story. And it's secret number two. From the classical world of ballet, haute couture, to wife, mother, Nana, an entrepreneur, how did I get from there to here? Well, most people ask me, and to be honest, I don't know. I think some of us come into this world with a fire in the belly desire to make a difference in people's lives. Many are selected. Perhaps I was chosen. I was born curious. When I was 7, I knew I didn't want to grow old. I was raised in an immigrant environment. My parents were among the many who made their way to America from Europe in the early 1900s. I saw those hardworking, overworked men and women struggle to survive, to keep their families together. I didn't know it then, but that was the beginning of my fascination with aging. One thing that's fresh in my mind, most of the men and women were in their 30s and looked 50. They didn't know or even care about methods to slow the aging process. Their concern was the welfare of the family. I knew then there had to be a way to grow older without growing and looking old. At the age of 11, I was introduced to classical ballet. My introduction to ballet was a stroke of luck. My grammar school teacher took an interest in me and encouraged me to pursue my dream. Oh, my parents didn't understand anything about ballet, nor did they have the money for me to study. I auditioned and received a scholarship with a local ballet studio. Oh, the best part was going to the Chicago Civic Opera House with my gym teacher. I checked coats and sold sodas and had the opportunities to see all the ballets and operas. To this day, when I walk into the opera house, I have a flashback to that marvelous time in my youth. Backward, turn backward, O time, in your flight. Make me a child again just for tonight. A year later, age 12, I auditioned to go on the road with summer revues performing at local and state fairs. The 5 years I toured were glorious. Times were gentler then. A child today couldn't have that experience. How lucky I was to have this person take me under her wing and unsuspectingly open many doors and opportunities for her. For me. I remember a funny incident on one of my tours. I had a call from my sister, and she said, Kathy, you have got to come home right now. Because if you don't, Pa is going to be fined, put in jail, you don't want that to happen. And I said, I must dance. What a drama queen I was, by the way. Pa was not fined $500, and I did graduate high school. The lure of traveling and rigorous schedule of ballet began to wane. Shortly after my decision not to continue my career in dance, I met Bill, my husband. I was 19 when we married in September, but the following month, October, I turned 20. So I really was 20 when we decided to spend our lives together. The marriage of a gal from classical ballet and haute couture, finding happiness with an iron worker, how unlikely. Most would agree this unit did not scream longevity. Egads! Don't you know you have nothing in common? Oh, wait a minute, not so fast. Okay. We were both spoiled and free of responsibility. Bill, 26 years old and an only child, accustomed to having his own way, and me, touring the States, living an exciting life, getting married was a wake-up call for us. The honest truth? We had our doubts, but we stuck it out with all the twists and turns on this incredible journey in personal growth. But alas, time and maturity prevailed, and here we are, as of this writing, on the brink of our 55th year, and they said it wouldn't last. Smile. What did we learn? Marriage is unconditional acceptance, warts and all. I stayed home raising three beautiful children, Cindy, Bill, and Bob. By the time Bob was 2 years old, my creative juices were kicking in. It was time for me to re-enter the artistic world. I knew I would be able to fit my work around the children's school schedules. It wasn't fashionable for mothers to work. I was under scrutiny, but I made sure I was home when they returned from school. I have a confession. I couldn't mold in the description of a PTA mom, but I contributed in other ways. And you know that I started my own home-based business at the age of 25, Hats by Kathy. And that segued in that it was the beginning of a very successful career in fashion. Not only did I own the fashion agency, I was the artistic producer, marketing, advertising director of the Fashion Show Productions. Most people see fashion as glamorous. On the surface, yes, fashion does appear glamorous. What you don't see is the sweat and the tears behind the scenes. Let me tell you, I never worked so hard in my life. I loved every minute of it. Confucius say, sidebar, if you love what you're doing, you never work a day in your life. And it was a health booster for me. I never got sick. There was a need at that time for a solid no-frills program for every woman girl who yearned to be a fashion model. I developed a program called The Art of Professional Fashion Modeling, geared to aspiring models or the adult who wanted to improve her image. In 1974, I had four national winners that trained with me. What a thrill to witness their transformation. While very much in fashion, again, Helen, my sister, heard about a concept called battery-operated facial toning. She literally nagged me into going with her to experience the process. Battery-operated facial toning provides a natural lift to the muscles of the face without stretching the skin. Decades later, along with facial toning, facial and tongue stretch exercises that I practice daily and still do, I'm delighted to say due diligence has saved my face. Even at that time, the emphasis was on youth. A dear friend of mine, a grand master in modern dance, followed my fashion shows and kept reminding me that I had to do everything in my power to keep face and body from showing signs of aging. He taught me the facial exercises that I referred to in a previous paragraph. Again, the light went on and my interest in aging was renewed. and so is my curiosity. Being inspired, I developed the Exciting Woman Program, hands-on methods and techniques that enhance the beauty, charm, and achievements of women, no matter their age, and kept them looking forever young. I didn't realize that the program was way ahead of its time. It's as vital today as it was then. However, I did make changes that reflect our current attitude. One, women's role in her husband's success. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. And gals, we know who that is. And two, singing one praises. It was considered rather conceited to expound on how great you are and to love yourself. Not so today. With all the programs and personal testimonies on the importance of love of self and healthy self-esteem, one fact remains. If you don't love yourself and have a have heartfelt self-esteem, how can you give anything away? It just can't happen. After creating all these wonderful shows, programs, I was inspired to pursue my passion about the power of life. I spent many hours in the library studying the process of aging. Did you know in that little drop of protoplasm, everything has been programmed from the color of your hair to the color of your eyes? At birth, we're dealt our genetic cards, our blueprint. How we play them is up to us. Choose wisely. This was another aha. Another health booster. I thought about my immigrant parents, my role models to this day. My Hungarian mother was the greatest nutritionist in the world, but didn't know it. I thank her every day for my good health and strong body. My Croatian father had excellent work ethics. He would say, if your work isn't done by 10 a.m., you've wasted your day. Helen, Ann, and March, sisters, March passed away in 2004, would call and tease me, Kathy, it's 9:45. Have you got all your work done? My father's work ethics made an incredible impression on me. Going back to the aging process, I felt there was a need to rethink the concept of growing old. Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. Brain power is essential to remaining young in mind, body, and spirit. I love baby boomers. Years ago, they said they weren't going to grow old, and I applauded them. I won't grow up. I won't grow up. Does it sound familiar? From Peter Pan. Age is the matter of the mind. Do you want to change your life? Then change your thinking. Whether you agree with me or not, one fact remains. You're the captain of your life. How you chart your course is up to you. My course is charted. I welcome new challenges associated and work with young people who reinforce my determination to keep on keeping on. I shall sing and dance till the very end and make every moment count. My exercise regime. What gets worse with age gets better with exercise there. I've said the dreaded E word. Come on, the older we get, the more maintenance is required. At age 20, life is yours to dare. Exercise is an option, but later in life, it's a must. Most people go through an exercise phase. I never outgrew mine. Check with your doctor. I'm not medical. I'm not a trainer, but my routine is daunting. Work out 5 to 6 days a week, anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour and a half. Stairmaster Elliptical Treadmill Plus Cross Weight Training. I'm a power stair climber, February 26, 2006. Hustle up the Hancock, a marathon of stair climbs benefiting the Chicago Lung Association. I climbed and finished for the sixth time. They came from far and near. They came from all backgrounds, all ethnicities, all ages, short and tall. They came, all 4,000, to challenge themselves, to fulfill a commitment to pay homage to those who paid a tragic price to smoke their last cigarette. 6 to 79 years. A tribute to determination, no easy task. I went, I conquered. 94 floors, 1,632 stairs. The view from the top of the Hancocks is inexplicable. The rush is undeniable. The conquest, a tribute to perseverance, determination, and I'll keep hustling until I see you at the top. Sidebar, I've been climbing stairs for over 30 years. Take baby steps. When starting any exercise program, check with your doctor first. It's my health booster. Now remember, darlings, if you trash your body, where are you going to live? The benefits of exercise are endless, just to mention a few. More energy, lower blood pressure, helps maintain weight, and best of all, are you ready? Regular exercises enhances romantic, intimate moments, the juice of life. Hey, yo, we're not over the hill yet. Take better care of yourself because you're going to live long enough to wish you had. Okay, let's go to a healthy you. And your health boosters. We're going to start with food. I'll tell you about my diet. I combine breakfast with lunch, can't eat early in the morning, so after working out, Bill makes a fruit plate, apples with a drop of peanut butter on each section, blueberries, strawberries, bananas, cantaloupe, watermelon, orange slices, roasted almonds, papaya, and pineapple. And on crackers, Havarte with dill. Dinner, Mediterranean. Are you ready? Yes, I eat red meat. Love steaks. But we alternate our dinners with fish, chicken, pasta, and veggie dinners. I make a delicious Sicilian pasta dish with shrimp asparagus served with crusty Italian bread and tossed salad. And yes, Bill, also known as the Silver Fox, and I have cocktails every evening. Moderation is the key. And I take vitamins designed to work with the chemistry of my body. Been on them for decades. Remember, I was taking vitamins when it wasn't fashionable. Log on www.lef.org, the Life Extension Foundation International Magazine. Click on Archives, August 2005. Click on the magazine, left-hand side. Scroll down to Profile, and voila, you can read all about me. I was in my 70s. A new era. Did you know a new era is emerging for ageless? Aging with glamour, style, and vigor. Aging has been theorized, intellectualized, and spiritualized, but never glamorized. Who said you can't be sexy and sensationally glamorous after 60 and beyond? Call to action. The new aging paradigm redefines aging. The dynamic, vibrant, and healthy 60, 70, 80, 90-year-old is the new 40 and 50. My mission and passion? To help change our nation's perception on and of aging. Raising awareness of the benefits of physical and mental exercises to get America moving and to motivate, convince everyone that there's quality of life that you've only dreamed of, and it's yours. It's your choice. It's attainable when you invest in you. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. This is my story, and I'm sticking to it. Kathy. Secrets number 3, health booster. The first hour is the rudder of the day. Before going to bed, remember to immerse yourself in wonderful, delicious thoughts to prepare your body for the repair mode it goes into while at rest. The first hour is the rudder of the day. Your thoughts, words, and emotions set your mood and determines your daily destiny. choose wisely. Now, what's the first thing you do after you wake up? Please don't tell me you jump out of bed. That's an unhealthy booster. Never, never do that. Your body and heart has been resting. They don't want to be jump-started. Instead, turn onto your back and take a long, luscious cat stretch, meow, 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 that begins at the center of your body and reaches out through your fingers and toes. Okay. Now we're ready to begin with secret three. All movements and exercises are done slowly and with purpose. Hot hands. Rub the palms of your hands together vigorously. Try to make them sizzle as though you were going to start a fire. You'll be using hot hands for several of the exercises. Hot hands generate your own body heat and electricity. It brings the energy into the core of who you are. And all movements and exercises are done slowly and with purpose. And remember, they're health boosters. They're all natural. And they're mine. And then we have the tummy tickle, massage, acupress, the call of the wild, the hand jive, wrist work, easy squeezy, finger play, legs up, legs push up. Now you're ready. Sit at the edge of your bed, hot hands. Now with a straight spine, take a deep breath and let it go. Remember, darlings, these are my secrets. This is what I do every morning. And please, when starting a new program, check with your doctor first. And then we have the cleansing breath. The head tilt, back of the neck stretch, flying saucer head rolls, torso stretch, shoulders and arms. Relax your arms, don't take a bow. You're ready to spring into action. This is what you're going to do. Your health booster. Secret number three. Now, secret four deals with exercise. It is a health booster. So why do I have this fire in the belly to keep on keeping on? Well, I'll tell you, I want to remain functional for time and all eternity so no one has to take care of me. Having said that, there are more reasons to move your butt. Let me give you a powerful visual. Chicago Tribune, March 18th, 2007. I extrapolated this from Living Longer, Wiser. You Can't Stop Normal Aging by Dr. H.S. Lodge. When you don't exercise, your muscles let out a steady trickle of chemicals that tell every cell to decay day after day after day. This new research reveals surprising facts about our changing bodies. Most aging is just the dry rot we program into our cells by sedentary living, junk food, and stress. You know, getting into shape may be easier than you think. It's a health booster. Even if you're wheelchair-bound or in a nursing home, there are a plethora of exercises that are designed just for you. You don't need to huff and puff, labor, strain in order to gain benefits. In some cases, moderate exercise is more realistic. It lowers the risk of injury due to high-intensity exercises that many over the age of 50 fear. And to the matter of the heart. The heart is a muscle. Weighs 11 ounces. Work it regularly and it becomes stronger. Did you know that the heart pumps over 2,000 gallons of blood through its chambers each day when you exercise? Arteries become larger, more elastic, and less likely to clog up. It's a health booster. Be good to your heart. Are you digging your grave with your knife and fork? Believe it or not, you are what you eat. The Fountain of Youth can be found on your plate. And my diet was outlined in Secret 2. The culprits? Quick lunches, fast foods. Maybe you smoke, you drink alcohol in excess, too much fat in your diet. Strive to reduce stress in your life. Your heart will allow it. But I have to tell you something, darling. I work with a heart monitor. Have for the last, I think it was, here, just let me be accurate here. Okay, minus. I've been using a heart monitor for 35 years. We have to build a heartbeat, darlings. It's not even debatable. You just have to do that. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And did I share with you that it's sponsor-driven? Come on. You know, just thinking about something that you really love is a health booster. Oh, the body is happy, and the brain and the body talk to each other, and they are dancing, and the accordions are playing. I have an introductory offer. It is 10 weeks. You call me at 847-882-8717, and we talk about your product, your service, just what it is that you want. How do you want to give back to life? Now, I help you after your check is cleared. It's 10 weeks. Your commercial is heard 4 times a week. That's 40 times in the 10 weeks, but we go beyond that. We are building your persona, your radio personality. Yeah, we are going to talk about your voice, too. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your identity, your branding, your signature. Your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where you're going. You're off to great places. Today is the day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. And you will be walking side by side with progressive entities that wanted to be part of Live with Kathy. Now, during the 10 weeks, I'm working with you and I prep you for your show. You're going to co-host a show with me. Now, here's the good news. If you wanted to record anything that you were doing, if you wanted to record what we're doing now, take it to a big studio, you're talking thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Not with me. I'm the expert. And I'm going to help you develop you, you know, to unshackle you, to unlock you, and have you soar with the eagles. Change is constant. That's the only constant thing in our life is change. But you need to know when to shift strategies. Now look, there are enough of you that are happy running with the herd, fine. And if you're expecting the floodgates to open, don't even bother calling me. This is about you. Because when you listen to yourself on radio, you're going to ask yourself one question. Would I jump up and buy my product? And most often than not, all the newbies say, no, we need some tweaking to do. You see, I don't believe in this constructive criticism. How could criticism be constructive? We tweak it. We look at why you're holding back. 847-882-8717. Live with Kathy. Brought to you in part by Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. Oh, this goes way back. Way, way, way back. And we're getting stronger and stronger. You see, we have a mission and a purpose. We want all of you to acknowledge iron workers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. This gives me a chance to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed, not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn. Now, you have a choice to make, college versus Dom Pérignon of the trades, ironworkers. You go to college 4 years. At the end, you have a tuition to pay, and hopefully you didn't waste it, the time. With ironworkers, you have to qualify the apprenticeship. You log on ironworkers.org. That's ironworkers.org. And then, see if you qualify. It's a 4-year apprenticeship. You're earning money while you're learning. And your pension is kicked into place, and so is your health care. And it follows you everywhere. It's college affiliated. It is the creme de la creme. It is the Dom Pérignon of the trades. Hoffman Estates Park District, where I work out today, I couldn't work out. We had an early morning appointment, but I did do stairs. And your park districts offer incredible opportunities for you to grow, moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, new portals, new opportunities, new vistas to enter. In 2009, they were selected the National Gold Medal Award winners for excellence. And there's a 50-plus club. The consortium is directed by Rika Cuff. Does an incredible job. You won't be bored and lonely. And that, again, is choice. Log on heparks.org. And Taxman comes. Oh, he's here all the time. We always have something coming up with finances. Greg McIntyre, who is our CPA, you could email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. You know, everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. I was watching America's Got Talent last evening, and Howard Stern, when he smiles, he's actually handsome. You know, underneath that falsetto personality, I really think is a nice guy. And it shows when he's laughing and when he's smiling. Pick up the mirror and look at yourself now. Look at yourself sternly. Now think of something funny and laugh. Took 20 years off your face. What are you worrying about? Yesterday's gone. The only time that you hold on to your yesterdays, if it's going to help you overcome an obstacle today, but then let it go, let it go, let it go. And you're laying the groundwork for tomorrow. Stress, toxicity, trauma, all leading factors in premature aging, and yes, premature death. Stress and anger releases toxins into the body. I know how to neutralize them, do you? Are you competing and comparing? Why? You know, I did a show on that in Denver, Colorado. And I said, you know, just about the time you catch up with the Joneses, they refinance. Get the book, the e-book, and learn about how to detox your body and your mind the natural way. And then, of course, we want beautiful skin, and good skin is inside out. Log on to RevivaLabs.com. Back to books. Edith Nam is an extraordinary author. She wrote the book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It's available at Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes & Noble. Get rid of TNT, negative, toxic thinking, toxic, negative thinking, and embrace positive energy. which is so powerful. So are you PEP or are you TNT? Did you know that more people today are becoming wealthy starting from nothing? Home-based businesses are exploding. For those of you that want to be stay-at-home moms and dads, you don't need a college degree, you're smart enough. All you need is that fire in the belly desire to achieve. There is a way to fulfill your dreams, your goals, and pay your bills. Let's see, this is the 25th. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 more days. Do you have enough money to pay your bills? With a home-based business, it could all happen. Because a home-based business offers you infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. You see, because Lee and I are going to encourage you to believe in yourself, and our core is Shackley Products. You see, Shackley offers the best in products designed to help everyone enjoy optimal health. And why not turn this into a family affair? Log on www.leticia.myshackley.com. This is a call to action calling all women of the world and men too, not only in America but globally. 2014, the year to reign supreme, the year to let our voices heard in solidarity. Together we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. Keep your corporate job. Lee quit hers. She earned 8 cars and traversed the world 18 times. And today, her consortium is getting a 4-figure check every month. Make it a family affair. It's going to fulfill your dreams. It's going to offer you infinite opportunities to challenge yourself to grow, unless you want to be down in the valley, afraid of the abyss to reach the mountaintop. This could be a great health booster. All you need is a desire to achieve. It's pandemic. More people than ever are embracing the power of creating their own home-based business. Log on Leticia, LETECIA.myshackley.com, or get in touch with me. 847-882-8717. And remember, behind every crisis is an opportunity to grow, a challenge. I just came across this press release that I want to read to you. It's a health booster. Do you want to truly be unique and step out of your comfort zone and sponsor Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare? Do you really want to do something so astronomically vivacious and dynamic? Then fasten your seatbelt. We're ready to take off. Lights, camera, action, move over American Idol, X Factor, Britain, Chicago Has Talent, Timeless Rhythms of Soul, and Shakespeare. Absolutely no one in the world has thought of pairing soul songs and Shakespeare. Why don't you be the first? Diversity, talent, and action. Timeless, an original written and directed by Chicago-bred and born Roger Plummer and Kathy Watson. Join radio hosts Roger Plummer and Kathy Watson for a presentation showcasing soul songs while artfully displaying spiritual similarities between soul songs and sonnets. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. timeless, this innovative presentation of the unexpected pairing of music and literature immediately engages the audience. Roger's beautiful singing of soul songs blends seamlessly with Kathy's recitation of Shakespeare. The professional chemistry between Roger and Kathy is contagious. Fascinating fun facts, Roger and Kathy are total opposites, and that makes them an even more unlikely duo. I'm Kathy, octogenarian, is an elite stair climber, exercise evangelist. And seniors are always eager to see one of their own on stage. Did you know that 70, 80, 90 plus are shaping our world, our future? Roger, pushing 50, he's a journalist, is a notch above being a couch potato. This age is eager and ready to support the 40 plus. So you see, timeless appeals to everyone who got all of the ages covered. Innovative, passionate, great soul songs in Shakespeare. You could see it on the video, Kathy Watson Speaks. Now we also have a 4-minute running time. All you have to do is click on, call me, or get in touch with me, and I'll make sure you'll get it. Look out, world. Here we come. Good night, parting is such sweet sorrow, that I shall say good night till it be morrow. Have I said too much? There's nothing more I could think of to say to you, but all you need to do is look at me to know that every word is true. That's from Evita. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the shows are health boosters for me. You see, it isn't only just exercise, diet. It's your attitude. It's what makes you happy. Now, what I'm going to share with you now is not a health booster. Calm artists. Oh, my gosh. Can you believe this happened? Was this in California? Let's see. 88 years old. Her name is Betty. Even before she got out of bed, the telephone jolted her awake at 7 a.m., the male voice on the line said that a police officer was coming to arrest her for shirking her civic duty. He told me he was from the courthouse, and I have been called to jury duty, but I have not shown up. So they were sending someone over to arrest me. Just as the caller got to the part of how much she needed to pay to avoid arrest, she passed the phone to a nurse's aide who just walked into the room. The caller hung up. Oh, she was luckier. You know, they're called low-risk crimes. I think they're devious. They're filled with dementia. And what's been happening, you see, they are costing us $3 billion a year. But the truth, that figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. Take this number down. Thank you, ARP. 800-646-2283. That's 800-646-2283. This public service announcement has been brought to you in part by a selective group of contributing authors and choices. Steven Stressler, Reviva Labs. Chuck Brazelton, our insurance man and investment broker. Lee, my spunky little earth angel, who is now a heavenly earth angel. A heavenly angel. I've learned so much through her, Shackley, and how she built the business. And it's one of a kind. We've got the formula, and I'm ready to share it with you. And Rhea, who simply says, oh, Kathy, there are so many roads to travel, so many choices to make. But the reality is, you've just got to be you. Get the book. You won't be able to put it down. Thank you, contributing authors in Choices. Sidebar. Do you know that worry is detrimental to your health? Write this down, because this is going to be your health booster. Give up the idea that things won't go right unless you worry about them. What are you going to worry about? Would you mind telling me, what on earth are you going to worry about? Worry, 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 worry. Okay. Did it solve your problem? You have spent all of that time worrying about what? What did it solve? What did it solve? Absolutely nothing. Okay, you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now, let's get to healthy boosters, health boosters today. First thing I want you to do is kick off your shoes. Not in your bedroom, at the front door. Experts say it keeps you from tracking in allergen-loaded soil and pollen. Take your shoes off. Oh, give someone a squeeze. A 10-second hug lowers blood pressure by increasing the feel-good hormone oxytocin and lowering the stress chemical cortisol. Drink your watermelon. A tall glass of watermelon juice can relieve muscle soreness because of the melon's high levels of the amino acid called L-citrulline. I love watermelon. Now remember your feet. The tops of your toes, as well as the tips of your ears, tend to get burned frequently, so be sure to slather sunscreen on those places. Save a slice of the cucumber. Press it to the roof of your mouth for 90 seconds. It can eliminate bad breath by increasing saliva. Stick out your tongue and say, ah, and scrape it. I have a tongue scraper. You can get it for Life Extension. Log on lef.org, and their products get it. This not only helps reduce bad breath, but it also protects against gum disease, colds, and cavities. And did you know that summer fresh sweet peas, one serving has more vitamin C than two large apples and more protein than a whole egg or a tablespoon full of peanut butter. Okay, are women really from Venus and men from Mars, or vice versa? New researchers into men and women's brains find men have more connectivity front to back, while women have more connectivity between the two hemispheres. That helps explain why men are better at performing a single task and women have a better multitasking and social skills. Men are better at learning to surf at 60, assembling furniture, beating their beloved grandson at the video game Need for Speed, yes, and reading maps. But who does that anymore? They won't even take directions. Women are better at finding a solution to a workplace problem that satisfies four colleagues predicting the latest House of Cards plot twist, following directions on their smartphone while debating daughter's career choice. Until tomorrow at 6:30 in the morning, au revoir.